Hey, how's it going? No, I'm just kidding. I don't know how to start this. Normally I'm singing, now I'm talking. It throws me off a little bit. Anyway, my name's Lexi. If you don't know me, this is my first podcast episode ever. I'm a musician. I'm based out of New York right now, but I want to go everywhere. I want to live everywhere. I want to be in New York. I want to be in Europe. I want to be in Asia. I want to be in Austin, which is where I'm from. And I'm working toward that right now. So I thought I would just start a podcast to let you guys who listen to me and who are interested in what I'm doing know what I'm doing and just get to know me a little bit better. Because honestly, I've been writing things and no one fucking reads anymore. Any feedback I get about my writing has nothing to do with what I actually wrote about. And it's always like, can you make it a little shorter? And so, look, I mean, part of me doesn't want to compromise because I think I'm a great writer and I work really hard on my writing. But the other part of me also really wants you to enjoy what I'm doing and understand who I am. And that part wins right now. So here we go. But yeah, so this is called Silicon Queen. It's the name of my EP. Not that creative. But I love that phrase. I love the picture that Silicon Queen paints, because that song, it's the title track from my EP, and that song really kind of gets to the core of who I am and what I'm doing lyrically. It's about Western culture, and I think a lot of what I do is deeply rooted in that, because obviously I grew up in America and that's a big part of who I am, and that's what this podcast is about. I'm doing this to tell you about who I am and what I do on my own terms. And hopefully it will be more accessible than a, you know, 5-page essay on some ideological term that, or ideological idea. Is that a thing to say? No. Anyway, hopefully it'll be more accessible. I'm going to try to keep these at 15 minutes each, but I can't make any promises. Everything I talk about will obviously be rooted in music, what it's like to be a musician and an artist, and the stories that come from that. But my music is inspired by so much more than just music, obviously. So I feel like I'm going to end up talking about a bunch of things in the context of stories about my life and what I'm thinking about and obviously what's happening now. Because if you're an artist, you're just, all of that is constantly bombarding you and you're constantly thinking about it and it's constantly influencing what you're doing. So what I'm trying to tell you is that anything is relevant, and don't be surprised if I start an episode about a rehearsal and then I end up talking about space and telescopes and the desert, because why not? Something you may have noticed is that it's just me telling my stories to you right now. That might change. I would love to have friends on, musicians, non-musicians, whoever. I love talking to people. I love having conversations with them. They get so crazy and weird, and I feel like I really want to share that with people, because one of the things that I don't get from podcasts these days, like the Joe Rogan podcast and the Tim Ferriss podcast, which I love both of those for different reasons, but I don't see any people that are my age that are like about to do something great. And like, I don't know, obviously, whatever, probability, blah blah blah, I don't know what's gonna end up happening. I'm just trying to do the best work I can, but I would love to hear from people that are like really close, or like really soon after they just did something really cool, and they're young and they're our age and they're from our generation and they really want to like speak to what's going on in the world on a level that is relatable to me. Because I feel like a lot of these people are like, I climbed Mount Everest 75 times and I've written 14 books and blah blah, blah. And I'm like, I would love to do all that, but I'm just at the beginning, and I want to know how it went at the very beginning, before you did anything great, like from you then. So that's another thing that I'm trying to capture with this. And I would love to capture it with friends and other people who are sort of at the beginning of something like I am. Anyway, but yeah, for now it's just me telling my stories about music and other things. So let's start at the beginning. Yeah, I mean, I knew I was going to be a musician since forever, which, if you know me, might be surprising, because I've done so many other things before pursuing music full time. It's only been about a year. Yeah, almost exactly a year since I've started pursuing music full time. But I did. I knew I was going to do this. I knew I was going to get up here. Get up here. I know I was going to end up here as early as age 8. And the reason I know is because I found my diary. An 8-year-old me wrote these exact words. Quote, "I think I'm just going to have to be a singer. It will be a hard road, but it's okay. I know people." Firstly, who did I know when I was 8? I was 8. Aside from my parents and my friends, real and imaginary, like, I didn't know anyone. And I know how I meant that. I meant it in, like, a cocky, like, oh, I know people, don't worry, kind of way. I didn't know anyone. Secondly, notice how I said, I think I'm going to just have to be a singer. Like, you can almost hear the eye roll, like, ugh, well, I guess this is my only option. That seems weird. I know it seems weird, but that's actually pretty much how it ended up happening. Like, as an 8-year-old child, I was predicting my entire future and understood myself perfectly. And to this day, I cannot make sense of it other than to say that I could just feel it. I mean, most of the biggest, most important decisions I have made in my life that have worked out for the better, that's not to say that they haven't been hard. They've been really hard, but they've worked out for the better, have been feeling based. And I really didn't want it to be that way. I mean, it's like, for example, my move to New York, I just up and quit my job in Austin and I moved here, and I didn't have a job here. I didn't have a plan. I had a boyfriend that lived here, and everyone, you know, like, obviously right when I say that, they're like, oh, you moved for a boy. And it's like, no, I didn't though. Like, I know I didn't. I came here and I felt New York, and I was like, I have to be here. And then I just ended up dating this guy, and he was like, why don't you just come? Like, you can live with me while when you come up here. And I was like, great. Anyway, I'm getting off subject. The point is, the reason I came was because I felt something. It was pulling me. Like, I couldn't not go. And then somehow, like, the situation just engineered itself to present this opportunity for me to be able to come here and not have a job and sort of, like, hit the ground running when I came. But anyway, like I said, like, I really didn't want things to be that way. You know, as my 8-year-old self implied, at some level, I fought all of this. This music career and this life that I have now, because I wanted control. And what I'm doing now requires, it doesn't not require control, but it requires, like, being able to completely let go of it. I mean, like, completely. Yeah, almost every time I made a decision where I was trying to control something, every time that it was a logic-based decision or a decision based on some bullshit reasoning, it just didn't happen. It just straight up did not work. And something internal or external or both is and has been pushing me towards music and being on stage and doing what I'm doing now since forever. I mean, call it God, call it fate, call it whatever you want, but it wasn't me being like, well, based on my vocal skill level and my weirdly large girl hands, I'm gonna go to music school and play guitar and be a musician. No. It was so, so far away from that. It's like this insane force that's just pushing, 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 pushing. And it's so physical. Everything about it is physical. Like, I can feel it. It affects my body. It affects how I see, it affects how I hear, it affects how I taste. And actually, when I was little, and I won't tell you how old I was because it's a little embarrassing, I thought I could control the wind. Like, I straight up, again, I wrote this in my diary. My mom has a copy of it. I thought I could control the wind. Not like I could walk outside and just, like, boom, there it was. But I thought that I could, like, practice and end up controlling the wind. I thought I had potential because I just had this feeling, just this like welling up, this churning of energy inside. And I would go into my yard and I could just feel it building up and building and pushing me somewhere. And so I would climb to the top of trees, and that wasn't high enough, and I would run, but it wasn't fast enough, and I would sing. And when I sang, I could feel it. I could feel it moving. Whatever that feeling or energy was, it's not that it was calmer whenever I would sing or whenever I would write. I loved to write as a child, but I was just in sync with it. And it felt like controlling the wind. And so as a child, that's exactly what I was doing. And yeah, it's still very strange to think about. But anyway, that's what's at the core of all of my music, that wind feeling, that force pushing and pushing. And in the most ecstatic moments are when I can sync up with it and make something beautiful and good and something that, I mean, I remember, so when I released my EP, The Landing, the first song on the album, it's kind of like this, the one that's the most singly, the one that would have been the single had I released a single, but instead I just kind of like dropped the entire EP at once. I'll tell you my reasoning for that later. But anyway, that song is about that feeling. It's about coming into it again, because I lost it for so long. For years, I fought it, and the fight did not go well. And I'll go get into that later. But it's about that feeling. And three friends, when I showed them that song before I dropped the EP, started tearing up. And I was totally unprepared. It was so awkward. I was like, I'm so sorry. They were like, it's just like, I can't explain it. It's just like, it's so... And that's what I'm trying to get to. That's exactly what I'm trying to get to with all of my music. At the core of every emotion, every experience I have is that feeling. And then the offshoots of that, the anger or the happiness or the sadness or the whatever. Like, that is my religion. That is what I'm doing justice to. Like, that is what I wake up every day and try to get to, is that feeling, and that in music, and that in performance. And yeah, I feel like I'm still pretty far away, but before we get into any of my other stories, that is the fundamental thing that you guys have to understand. And I can't explain it. I can't explain to you logically what that means or how to get it. I mean, I work very hard. Now that I am here and doing music full time, I'm sure as hell going to apply every skills that I have and every ounce of energy I have and practice, you know, edit, practice, write, edit, practice, produce, learn new things. Those are all logical skill sets. Like I said, there's always a balance, but that fundamental thing, that core of energy, I cannot explain. But I can tell you the situations it's gotten me into and how I fought them and how, again, that went really poorly. I mean, it's been a hilarious, shocking, happy, heartbreaking, epic. And I'm only at the beginning of it still. But yeah, I hope it's entertaining too, because it's wildly entertaining to me. And in this, I'm also hoping to kind of make sense of it myself, because most of it is still, it feels like I'm in a video game and someone is engineering these situations for me. But we'll get into that later. Yeah, I guess this is the end of the first podcast, because that's all I want to tell you for now. I'll get into the storytelling a little bit more next time, but that wind feeling is really, that's the core thing that you need to know about at the very beginning. So yeah, hit me up with feedback. Follow me on Instagram if by some chance you came across this podcast and don't know me, which just feels like such a strange thing right now. You can follow me at O Lexi Kiddo. It's O-H, like, oh, Lexi Kiddo. Do you see what I was doing with that? Or like, oh, Lexi Kiddo, you know what I mean? Send me an email, olexikiddo@gmail.com or www.lexikiddo.com, all those things. If you know me, text me. If you want to do an interview together, if you want to just sit and talk, I would love to do that. I have all the equipment. It's the same as recording equipment. I'm recording into Logic right now. But anyway, I'm pumped. I feel really good about this and really excited about it. And like I can do it consistently. And yeah, I will see you guys. No, I won't see you. I'll just talk to you. I'll talk to you guys later. Okay.